Hey, this is Tom McGivern, and this is the Long Island Housing Podcast, where we give housing market information, tips, and advice to Long Island homeowners and home buyers. Okay, welcome to episode 38 of the Long Island Housing Podcast. Again, my name is Tom McGivern, and I just dropped a pen. I don't know if you heard that, but I'm going to be digging into the what's going on in this crazy real estate market here on Long Island. That's first and foremost. We're going to dive head first right in there, and we're going to just chop up the market, see what's going on again, post coronavirus shutdown and the reopening of real estate and what's happening in there, out there, I should say. If you're looking to buy a house, I'm going to get into some tools that are available to you and why you should be wanting to use different methods or come at this, your search, and come at your goals for buying a house a little bit differently than you would before coronavirus and the subsequent shutdown. And we'll get into that at the end, but stick around for that. That's huge. I'm going to talk about the market, what you need to know right now in the housing market. And then we're going to roll into, hey, what are the tools available to you and why you should be, you know, maybe considering different options. So the last 30 days have been, let's say we're going to go kind of back to June 1st. We opened up June 13th, phase two, I think it was. And since then, this is what's happened. So since July 8th, going back just 1 month, the last 30 days in Suffolk County, I'm going to talk about Suffolk County and Nassau County. Since July 8th, 2,112 houses have listed for sale. And in Nassau County, 2,061. That is a lot of houses to be listed in that time frame. If we went back to, let me see here. Do I have it? I don't know if I have it right in front of me. Yeah. Okay. So if we went back the 30 days prior to that, okay, in Suffolk County, it was 1,551 houses. And in Nassau, it was 1,441. So in the last 30 days, we've taken on even more houses at a higher rate. And I'm going to get into some of like the statistics, but here's the thing. The total number of houses, though, has actually gone down, right? The total number of homes for sale in Suffolk County was 4,884 houses back in June 18th. As of today in Suffolk County, it's 4,864. This is all, again, from the multiple listing service. So the number of houses, even though we took on 2,112 new listings in Suffolk County in the last 30 days, which is a great increase, the total number of homes for sale is down because since June 1st in Suffolk, 2,252 homes went to contract. Now, that's an increase year over year from last year in the same time frame of in contracts in June, I should say, are up 22% in Suffolk. Nassau is a different story. Nassau County, the total listings was 4,456 homes, total listing. Now it's 4,679. So there it's going up. And here's the thing. Contracts pending since June 1st, as of today, 1,504. Month, you know, year over year, comparing June 2019 to June 2020, contracts are only up 3.27%, and that's after pandemic shutdown. I was very surprised. Again, Nassau County, slower than Suffolk. The market isn't moving as fast. Now, in New York City, if you were to look at New York City, which I'm not going to in this podcast, but if New York City's slowing down, the market's been slowing down there for a while. Queens, it's slowing down. Nassau, it's starting to slow down. Suffolk usually follows those. So that kind of wave is being ridden out, and it's approaching Suffolk County. But that's a different podcast. That's something we're going to talk about more 6 months from now. Right now, market's red hot. 2,112 houses. If you're looking for a house in Suffolk County, new listings came out, but I'm going to smack you down. There's so many buyers out there right now that 2,252 went in contract since June. Year over year in June, contracts, the number of homes contracted for sale is up 22%. Exactly. That's a lot. The number of active listings is down almost 25%. Active listings are down. Number of contracts is way up. And then, of course, the number of closed sales is down dramatically, 23%. But that was because, you know, what is contracted in 1 month closes the next or the, you know, the following. We had no business in May. So May deals, something that if you bought a house in May, it would be closing probably in July or end of June or let's say April, right? We had no business in April. It was done. The market was down. We were doing virtual showings only. It was crazy. So if you bought a house in April, you got to figure you're closing in May or June, okay? That's why closings are down. So I'm not really too concerned about the number of closings. And Nassau County is even worse. They're down 40%, 39.8% closings are down. Active inventory in Nassau County is down 18.75%, but the number of contracts are only up 3.27%. So they're not experiencing the hangover, that pent-up demand like Suffolk County is. And I have a lot of Nassau people. They live in Queens. They would like to buy in Nassau. They're priced out of the market. Let's look at those average sold prices. The average sold price in Suffolk County. Well, let's look at the median. It's a more reasonable number. The median sold price is up 5.88% in Suffolk County year over year. It's $445,000 even. This is as per MLS, June. Now, the median sold price in Nassau is up 6.91%, which is different from where it was 2 months ago. It's $598,000 is the median. That's the difference. Suffolk County is less expensive. What does this mean to you as a buyer? You're trying to navigate these waters. I'm trying to navigate these waters as well with my buyer clients. And I am telling you, if you do not have a real estate agent, and I'm not trying to say that you have to have one, but it's super important if you really want to take this seriously that you work with a real estate agent who has their finger on the pulse of the market. If they don't, then your chances of success for finding a house, getting it in contract are going to be significantly reduced. So that's why I'm recommending, if you wanted to, check out MLS, my enhanced MLS search. The enhanced MLS search that I have, if you go to tommcgivern.com/search, you can get a feel for what my services are and what I'm doing that's a little bit different and that can actually help you get your mind straight and get your mind set around, hey, how am I going to do this? How am I going to make this happen? You know, so many houses are hitting the market, but by the time I get to them, they're sold. If you're going to open houses right now, they're letting in one by one. There's crowds of people waiting to get in. Me personally, I'm not hosting open houses. That's me. So if you're selling out there and you want to talk to somebody thinking, you know, going to give you advice outside the box, limit the number of people in your house and still sell it for possibly even more money, go to tommcgivern.com/sell and save. All right. All these links will be in the description of this podcast as well. Now, another way you can look at this is I created a 2-week buyer empowerment program. I call it the Ninja Program, tommcgivern.com/ninjas, right? A ninja. I always think of a ninja as an expert in the art of buying a house. That's my kind of ninja. My ninja program that I put together, it's totally free. It's a 2-week program. You get emails every single day. And in those emails are going to be the concepts behind what I preach with my clients, which is your three circles. The three circles of buying a house, the process of elimination, the process of finding the right homes, and then going after those homes. It requires you to be flexible and also knowledgeable about your market. So that program gives you tools, tips, guides, worksheets that are easy. They're really easy and actually kind of fun. There's some, like one of them is a It's an avatar that I have you create, and you can discuss that with like your, you know, if you're buying it with a spouse. It's really cool. It's cutting edge. No one has this. Included in that also is my debt to income ratio calculator that I developed on my own, where you could put in all your numbers, and it includes things like your savings. Like your debt to income ratio is all about your expenses and everything else. But I like to say, hey, you know what? What if you want to keep a savings to the side, right? On top of your 401k, you just want to put money in the bank. Well, my calculator includes that. And then it gives you what your debt to income ratio would be. And then also it'll give you an idea of what your ideal mortgage payment that you want and how you can tweak it with your numbers. Right, it goes in detail on how you can tweak your numbers, maybe eliminate some expenses, get more prepared for what you're trying to do, which is buy a home confidently. That's what that program is all about. Again, TomMcGivern.com/ninjas. If you just want to get your search in line, you want to talk with me, I'm available on that. There's two links there. There's one to sign up to receive enhanced MLS search. I send you an email. That email goes over exactly what you're looking for. And then I set up your search and you can use it with or without my assistance. You'll get the emails and you'll get enhanced MLS search. What is enhanced MLS search? It's a search where if you're on the internet, you're using an app. Let's say you're using the very popular apps or website right now. I'm not even going to say the name of it, but many people go on there. Did you know that that website receives data for new listings as much as 12 to 48 hours after a house is listed? That might as well be a week in this market. The way I do things, it's 15 minutes. You'll receive new listings, something that drops, you know, maybe a deal dies, comes back on the market. Within 15 minutes of that coming back on the market, you're going to know about it. So these are advantages to you through the enhanced MLS search. And it's real simple. It's going to say, you know, Tom has sent you 20, you know, two new listings or three new listings. You're going to get these every single day, multiple times a day. And I'm going to review them if you want to work with me and have me work with you. Again, you don't pay me. I get paid at closing. There's a link on that website, TomMcGivern.com/search, where you can watch a quick video, get to know me a little bit more, and then schedule an appointment. And we can talk for 30 minutes and I get to know you a little bit more. And really work on that home search. All right, I'm a certified buyer representative. I'd love the opportunity to work with you. But check those links out. And if you have any questions, you can always call me, right? Old school, 631-831-9048. Again, that phone number, 631-831-9048. I want to leave you with this. With the Ninja program. The Ninja program is yours. You're going to get the emails. You can do everything on your own. You never even have to actually talk to me if you didn't want to, or real estate. You're just saying, hey, I want to do my own thing. Why do I provide that? Because, hey, you know what? You never know. I like to put the information out there. You sign up for the course. Of course, I get your email and your name. You'll get these emails. But I'm not going to hound you. I'm not going to send you listings. I'm just going to send you the content. And again, it comes with that personalized debt to income ratio calculator. It comes with more knowledge and insights about the three circles. What are they when it comes to finding your house? Because there's only three categories which you have to organize in order to effectively change your search and make it more effective. It also comes with some of the best home inspectors and free real estate attorneys for consultation. And they're incredible, two of the most incredible real estate attorneys on Long Island. They've together probably done 5,000 or more transactions. You have access to them as well. So check out that program, TomMcGivern.com/ninjas. I look forward to working with you. And if you have, again, look me up online. You can go to linktr.ee/TomMcGivern or fb.me/ThomasMcGivern. I do daily videos there as well. Usually there's a ton of videos there on everything from all the disclosures we have to sign to buy a house, the process of buying a home, the 17 steps to buying a house, how to save money, to avoid pitfalls, tons of stuff. I mean, I just loaded up. So check it out. All right. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I will see you on the next one. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Long Island Housing Podcast. If you want more information on where or how to find a house, go to tommcgivern.com/search. If you want to access other platforms, including my social media, and also access other content, go to linktr.ee/TomMcGivern. It is the link in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Stay safe, be kind, be amazing.